Blog Talk Radio. welcome to another Sunday with Let's Talk with myself, Cecilia, and Minister Sheila. Her and I are so grateful, and we are so blessed, and we honor the God in each and every one of you and how you call in and listen to the archives or however you listen to this program and how you support us with, you know, your God-given prayers. And we think it not robbery that you would take some of your time that God has given you in order to support us. So once again, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you, you know, supporting us, because there's lots of things that you could be doing right now. There's lots of places that you could be right now. There's lots of ministries and people that you could be listening to right now, but you've blessed us with the honor and privilege of letting us be the very people, the very vessels, the very ministers of the gospel on this worldwide web that you're listening to on right now, or like I said, in the future, however and whenever the Lord has unctioned you to listen to us. And if this is your third or fourth time listening, and whether you're listening to find fault or whether you're listening to support us, whatever you're listening for, I just pray that God gets the glory out of it, because we could always do better, we could always be better, but we make no excuse for what we do for the Lord, but we do thank him for loving us enough to constantly perfect us, to constantly correct us, to constantly promote us. He constantly encourages us, he constantly loves us, and he constantly says to us, live another day. And when he gives us the ability to live another day, we thank God that we can come on the air on Blog Talk Radio to share with you. And so, again, we're praying for our family, and we're praying for your family. We're praying for America. And I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so she can share whatever the Lord has given her and to pray with us and for us. And then if there's still time when she's finished doing whatever God has her to do and say, I'll be back. Otherwise, listen and be blessed. Minister Sheila.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of us today that the Lord has blessed to say, yes, I can give you life for another day to treasure the presence of the Lord has blessed us with life. But yet some might have made it here this morning, but they're not here right now. Lord, I give honor to you, the head of my life, to the Father and the Son that has blessed us with another day of life. Lord, I thank you for right now, for that we are still here in the glorious love of life that you have chosen to give us. Lord, I give honor to you. I give honor to you because you are the most of life. No matter what we're going through, Lord, we know you can bring us through it. You can show us the way. You can teach us and let us see the life with you is the better way. Lord, I ask you to bless my sisters, my sons, my brothers, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, nephew. Lord, I ask you to bless my uncles, my auntie, every bloodline family and also spiritual family that you have blessed me with. Bless me with my coworkers, the jobs, my neighbors, just the world and life that I thank you, Lord, because I know if it wasn't for you, yet we would not be here today. Lord, I can thank you and thank you and thank you, and I still say forgive me because I still haven't thanked you enough. Excuse me. Lord, I can give honor to you all day, and yet there's still not enough. Lord, I ask you to bless this government that they need to learn and to know, and I know they know, but they still choose to be in their selfish ways of to be on the ones they choose to, not to know, not knowing. But they are knowing that they are here for the ones that they don't know. They are here for every human being in this world You are to here to serve us all, not to serve just the ones you want your way, and to choose to do it your way. Lord, we need you to protect us from each and every demon, devil, these hateful people, these devious people that shoot them wrong by others just because they want to. They figure they have to. It's a game to them. It's life to them. Lord, we need you to bless and cover us all and to keep us safe, to build that fence around us, to let them know we are your children. We are your sons and daughters that you have here in the world to choose to live by your word, for your word, and through your word. Lord, we need you to bless this law enforcement that are forever wrongly doing the minorities, excuse me for stumbling. But Lord, we need your help to let them know you are here to serve all the people, no matter what your sex is, your race, your religions, no matter what. We are here to love and to honor each other through God and to get the love and enjoyment of life that he has for us and to have through us. Lord, we need you. We need you now, Lord. We need you now more than ever to remove these demons from us, because daily by day you hear more and more of these devilish crimes, these devilish peoples. Lord, we need you to bless us all and to lift us up into the spirit and the knowledge. Send your guardian angels. Lord, we need your help. We need you through the schools to let them know they are there to learn, to keep the evilness out of the classrooms, to remove them from the students. Let our children be able, not only our children, but our adults that are going to school to learn, to better themselves, to go there and learn right, and for the teachers to teach right, to stop misusing, abusing, and misjudging the students when they know you don't want to be misjudged, so don't misjudge others. Lord, we need you in these schools. We need you in our churches. We need you in our household. We need you every day of our life. Lord, we need you to bless us and to show us what is right by you, to let us know for those that haven't been into a scripture, haven't read a verse of your good book, excuse me, that don't have the knowledge, excuse me, of a church house, to understand that we need you to send your angels to us to get these young men and women off these corners, out of these households, out of these games, these troublesome times. Lord, we need you more and more. Lord, please bless us. Take us through these jobs, the schools, our household, no matter what you're going through, financial-wise, health-wise. Lord, we know you can show us the way. You can pull us through. You can let us know that through you, all is good. All is beautiful. All these troubles we're going through, we need to put it into your hand. Pray it up to the Father and the Son to let them know no matter what, God, you can fix it. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and yet I cannot thank you enough. I thank you for my family. Lord, I thank you for the family that you have blessed us in. You have blessed me in. Lord, I need you every day. I need you to show me how to do better by you. Yet we all can never learn enough. We all cannot have enough of the inspiration, the power, the knowledge, and the know-how through you. Lord, we need you, and we need you, and we need you more and more. And Lord, I thank you for blessing us all for another day. So yet we are here. We didn't wake up for the alarm. We didn't wake up for the children. We didn't wake up for the husband or the wife. We didn't wake up for the noise, because without you, we would not have heard none of that. We would not have felt none of that. Excuse my noise, but Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for ever blessing me and us with another day of joyness, and to find the time to let us know we still don't have enough time that we need for you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us and to lead us into another morning. As yet, it's not promised to us, but yet it has been a blessing to us from you. And we need to understand that through you, life would be so much better. Through you, our understanding would be so much better. Through you, our knowledge, our health, our faith, no matter what it is, through life, through you, it would be better and better can be understood. We need to help, Lord. And please bless us. And I'm only praying for me, Lord. I'm praying for each and every human on this earth that you have blessed, no matter that you're in the United States, in this whole world, because I know we need you to understand. And we need you for knowledge. And we need you to teach us how to love, no matter what we're going through. We need to know communication, understanding, conversation is the way to get everything on the right path, your path. Love and love and love each other to remove this hatred. Lord, I can't thank you enough, and I can't thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know I'm here because of you. I know we are here because of you, because of your blessings. No matter what we're going through, Lord, we need to know to pray and to ask you for understanding and guidance. God, we need your help. We need you to bless us through this. I thank you for my family. I can't thank you enough, because this is a family that I see among other families, that they all need to know that we need your love, your help, your guidance. Because through you, Lord, we can help and understand and be able to work through more than we are going through. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you and ask you to bless again my sisters, my brothers, my uncles, my aunts. And I need you to touch my Aunt Farley and her family and bring them through this illness she's going through. Because we know you can cure what no man can. You can bring us through what no man can. You can heal us through what no man can. And Lord, I thank you for all that you have blessed us with, and with the knowledge of people to teach each other how to step up and not to be telling them or showing them a way to break them down. Lord, we need you to lift us up through your love and understanding. Lord, we need you more and more and more. And I thank you for now, and I thank you, and I thank you. I know we wouldn't promise this, but I thank you for saying, yes, daughter, yes, son, you are here because I love you. And Lord, I thank you for loving us and loving us, because we need to love you much more. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you forever and ever. Back into your hands, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank God for your prayer. I thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's done, because the reality of it is that God said that it was finished through Jesus Christ, and God said that it's done through his own words when he said, and it was good. When God says something is good, that means it's complete. It's finished. When Jesus said it is finished, I thank him for putting us back in that restored place that was in the very beginning when Jesus was with not only God, but his Holy Spirit. And then God said, let us, and let there be. And it was. So I'm just so grateful. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now. my Savior, I come to thee. How many of us come to God on a daily basis throughout the day, telling him and showing him and living a life that says, God, I need you? How many of us are walking around wearing our attire of the whole armor of God while we're yet knowing that even that adornment of that attire that's all both offensive and defensive that God has given us, that we still need him? Not just because of the institutionalized racism and the institutionalized sexism that's rooted in pride and institutionalized insecurity and prejudice and evil and so much more that we deal with on a daily basis. Not just because of the black-on-black crime in the workplace, in the classroom, in the neighborhoods, whether they're impoverished or any other type of neighborhood, or whether it's a institutionalized black-on-black crime in the mindset, in your very mentality, the selling out of one another, the showing off and trying to win over whatever popularity or the mind games people play. Do you realize there are people within the church that it's not just black-on-black crime? It's women against men and men against women. You can go to lots of churches and you will never see women in charge just because they're a woman. They could be a great teacher, preacher. They could be anointed by God. But the type of political drama that goes on in the church will not allow the women to do anything. You know, they forget about what Queen Esther did. They forget about what Deborah did, the judge. They forget about what Mary and Martha did. They forget about the instances in the Bible where the women did stuff. And some will go back and say it's because when Jesus was here, he had 12 apostles and they were all men. Well, I will come back and say that is true. It is so true. That's who he had with him, men. But don't forget there were women with him as well. And don't forget that the first people that came back to say that he has risen and to share the gospel of the good news that he had risen was the women. But that's a whole other message. So some of our misplaced racism and sexism in America is our own doctrine of taking something that supports what our agenda is, and it may not be God's agenda. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're saying, whatever you're preaching, as long as what God told you to do, just obey God. Obey God. Whether your pulpit is in the church, or whether your pulpit is on your job, or whether your pulpit is in the classroom, or whether your pulpit with your family, or whether your pulpit is the World Wide Web. See, a lot of people don't want to just have the World Wide Web, because see, with the World Wide Web, other than if you're not doing Facebook and other things, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you to pay for Blog Talk Radio. It's going to cost you to pay for various websites and internet venues. It's going to cost you to pay for the various things that go to GoToMeetings and other Skypes and things of that sort. And in those, there are not going to be a lot of times people giving you offerings. There might be people partnered with you in ministry, but they may not be helping you with the things that it required to have that in place. And it may be they're not helping you because God told you to do it, and that's fine. If God tells you to do something, you just do it. And if he places on the heart of people to bless you, he will. There are people that are helping us in this ministry of Smile 3E that
preach and teach on Sunday. I mean, on we haven't really had anyone on Sunday other than myself, Minister Sylvia, and Minister Sheila, who's with us every Sunday faithfully. But on Mondays, we have Dr. Serena Wright, Pastor Servant Troy, Prophet Antoine. You know, we have different people that are on here ministering, and they're doing it because of their love for Christ. And their payment has been their obedience to God. You know how many people won't even do things like that without an honorarium? Because they don't understand that sometimes that honorarium, you really need to be seeking the one that's going to sow a seed in heaven. Those people, Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, Dr. Prophet Serena Wright, Prophet Antoine, Servant Pastor Troy, I cannot imagine the seeds that they're sowing in heaven for their obedience to this ministry on the World Wide Web. You can go on Facebook, so you can do FaceTime, and you can be seen, as many of the people do. But there are some of us who are truly in the background. You hear our voice, you hear the things that we're saying. But some people wrote, a number of people on Facebook, that people are seeking notoriety, they're seeking titles, they're seeking various networking things, but they're not really seeking God, a position of being humble, a position of being thankful and grateful that God would even allow you to have a time and a space on the World Wide Web, a time and a space to say something on Facebook, a time and a space to say something on Twitter, whatever avenue God has given you to show his agape love, which some people say, well, some people are trying to do things to win God's love. You can't do anything to win his love, and you can't do anything to lose it. So people have told you on the contrary, that's a lie, because unconditional love is just that. If God only loved us when we were doing good and not when we were off, it wouldn't be unconditional. That would mean that his love is conditional, because he only loves you when you're doing what he likes. But see, God knows that it's demonic warfare that we're dealing with here, because even according to John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And that I is talking about God, Jesus. I mean, his Holy Spirit, the Trinity is here for us. So be so thankful that although the enemy of our soul and his imps have come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, they want to steal and kill and destroy your trust in God, your belief in God, the blessings that God has given you to be a blessing. They want to kill your focus and your testimony. You'll have people on your job that you may think that they're, because they have a pastor title or a prophetess title or evangelist title or a minister title or a usher title or a hospitality title or elder title, whatever, whatever their title is. And they start acting out, and you're looking at them going, wow, that was evil. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And if he can destroy their testimony, if he can destroy that book that's being read of men that says that they're a man, a woman of God, that's what the enemy is going to do. And that's why we have to pray for one another. Because on last week, my respect for someone was actually challenged. And you know, I'm just being transparent. The enemy tried to steal, kill, and destroy on Halloween. So, you know, that's Satan's day, his day of worship that a lot of people use, and they call it trick or treat when it's definitely a trick. And the way that this person acted out and behaved, because they were not prepared for something, and they were not trying to listen. They were so busy trying to ask questions till they couldn't listen. And see, listening means that you're listening, not constantly asking questions, not interrupting. And so that's hard for a lot of people to do. And some men and women, if they be honest, they really have problems with women being in leadership. But that's a whole nother message. And so if you find yourself as a follower or a leader in a meeting and you didn't read the subject line of what the meeting was about, or you don't understand what the meeting is about, you need to sit and listen. And once everything's been discussed, and if someone asks you a question, you answer it to the best of your knowledge, or you're just honest and say, well, I did not read what's going on. Can I take a moment to read what's going on? Or you just sit there and listen until you can try to understand what's going on. And then after the time that was set for the meeting, if it's over and you still don't understand, you can say, you should be taking notes in the first place. I heard this said, and I heard this said, and I heard this said. Well, you said this, but this is actually what I sent you meant, or this says that. And so you'll get better understanding if you can listen. But sometimes the devil has allowed you to get frustrated and built up so much animosity or guilt, because sometimes you know you're guilty and you didn't do the right thing, so now you're trying to think you're fooling somebody and you don't want to tell the truth, and you'll try to be humble or act like you're humble, but God has already revealed sometimes to the person that you're lying or that you're full of it. But the God in them will cause them to forgive you and to move on and to cover you the same way God covers us. Because, see, when you go see this movie, Harriet, it shows you how there's a man of color and there's a young man of color who are being used, black on black crime. This is more of slavery mentality, not just what's going on in the neighborhood. I mean, that sellout mentality, that yes, a master mentality, that plantation mentality, where these people are accepting money and various things of esteem to capture or sell out their own people to put them back into slavery. What does your soul really cost? What have you been willing to sell out a brother or a sister or your own self for? Did you sell out because of jealousy? Did you sell out because of envy and covetousness? Did you sell out because of hatred? Did you sell out because of lack of unity? Did you sell out because of backbiting and gossiping? Did you sell out just because of ignorance? What does your soul cost you? I'm not just talking about people on the job or people in the classroom and people in the neighborhood and people in your home. I'm talking about this. Some of the stuff is in cultures, as in religions. It goes way beyond neighborhoods. Someone wrote on Facebook and said, be careful who you call a sis. And when I read it, I was like, And not talking about the biological ones, because you can't change that. Whoever your brother or your sister is from heritage or biological wise, it is what it is. But they were basically saying sometimes the very person you're calling a brother or a sister that you're saying has your back, they're actually a snake. And so one of the things God gave me for snakes was S for sneaky, the N is for negative, the A is for angry, the K is for kindness instead of kindness, the E is for evil, and the S is for schemers. So snakes are sneaky, negative, angry, kindness, evil, schemers. And so if you're allowing yourself to be those things, then we have to come to God and say, God, if I'm allowing myself to be a snake or acting in snakish ways or being snake-like or appear to be snakes because I have so much that, you know, may be going on, is it because, one, what I've been teaching you that God has given me Is it because I forgot that Jesus paid for our sins and that he's our source of us being made whole? Is it because we haven't asked God to make us whole? He says, let this mind be in you like the mind that's in Christ Jesus. Have you asked God to give you the mind of Christ? Have you come before him and said, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus was virgin born, that Jesus died on a cross for each and every one of us, that Jesus ministered before and even after the cross, and that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, which is number two. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, our Heavenly Father, interceding for you and I. Are you allowing institutionalized sexism, racism, and all of these things to affect you, which is causing you to act like snakes or hang out with snakes? Because you've forgotten that Jesus already paid for the sins. And if you're going to be anything, be a person that emulates Christ-like qualities. I am not in any way saying that we're perfect or that even I'm perfect or that Minister Sheila or Minister Sylvia or any of the people that work with us in ministry, Dr. Serena Wright, Prophet Antoine, and his wife, Elect Lady Michelle, or Pastor Troy, are perfect because we're yet being perfected. But what I'm saying is we have to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus has already paid for our sins, number one. Two, that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And then three, as we already said, that not only do we have access to it, but we need to wear the whole armor of God because it is both our offensive and defensive attire against the wiles and the wickets and the snares and the fiery darts that are being hurled our way from the enemy. And some of these fiery darts are jealousy. Some of these fiery darts are envy. Some of these fiery darts is hatred. Some of these fiery darts are where people hate you just because you're a different shade than them. But every time you turn around, that very person may be going to get a tan. Or that person that's prejudiced might be the person that's dark-skinned against the person that's light-skinned because they don't want to be as dark as they are. Or you have the thing that they call white privilege going on and they don't. Therefore, these evils, these sins that Jesus has already paid the price for, we need to ask God for the power and the authority to ask and seek and knock so that we can be delivered and stay delivered because we are heirs. We're been engrafted. We're adopted. We are adopted. We are adopted by God. He's our Father. In a natural, usually don't you look and sound or act something like your parents? Don't people look at you and say, oh, yo, yeah, that's so-and-so kid. Or that's so-and-so sister or brother. Because you look alike or you look like them or you have similar qualities? Well, that's the same thing with God. If we have the mind of Christ, what are the Christ-like qualities that you have been emulating, that I have been emulating, where people look at us and say, that's a believer. Yeah, they look like and act like they daddy God. Not that we're so vain and prideful that we think we're so suchy-muchy, but that we are those that share mercy. But we even know that God's mercies are new every morning. We're that person that's grateful, for we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. We're that person that worships him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We're that person that even when someone shows out on you and acts showing us up, that you go and you pray not only for them, but you ask God to forgive you for that feeling that rolls up in you. Imagine if every time we did something that disappointed God, if it's a feeling of not being God-like in Christ, like or rise up in him. During that very instance, we could be obliterated. But God is a repenting God. I mean, he allowed Saul to be king, and yet he repented when he was displeased with Saul. Imagine if he would have repented. We don't know where Saul would have been. King Saul, my. Thank God for God repenting. And then, like we said, number one, Jesus paid it all. Number two, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Number three, we're wearing the whole armor of God. Number four, we have power that's been given to us and authority in the name of Jesus. Number five, we're heirs of God. Number six, we know that we have access to God the Father. We have access to the Son. We have access to the Holy Spirit of God. Why? Because God is our Father. And Jesus died on the cross so that we would have access back to our Father. And then Jesus went to the Father and said he didn't want to leave us comfortless. So he asked his Father, our Father, our Heavenly Father, to send us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? And even number six, that not only did he send the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit lives and dwells on the inside of us. Wow, there are eight powerful things. And then, those are seven powerful things. And then this eighth thing that's powerful as well is that he also has angels encamped all around us. They are ministering angels. They're archangels. So you might say, well, you talked about this already. And I did. I have to bring it back. I'm recapping it. For Psalms 91 and 11, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. My. All. Even when you're being challenged to do this or that, and the God is saying, go this way, go that way, and the enemy's tempting you to go another way. Psalms 34 and 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Isn't that awesome that God delivers us? Hebrews 1 and 14. Are not all the angels, ministering spirits, sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? You hear that? Part of our inheritance is being ministered to by God. What a blessing. And then let's listen to this other scripture, Exodus 23 and 20. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to a place I prepared. See, that's what God did. He was taking and leading the angels, leading the Israelites by the angels. And God was leading the angels, too, if we want to be, technical. And they were following the instructions of God. So as they were going to the promised land and the angels of the Lord were leading them, when you're going to that next place, when God's catapulting you from place A to place B as you're going all the way to Z, you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God has prepared that place for you. He's prepared you for that place. So the things that you've been experiencing, the things that you've been going through, the things that have made you uncomfortable, the things that have challenged you, the things that have motivated you, the things that God has allowed, that you accepted, and even the things that you fought against, but in the end, God was able to show you that this shall be. And we had to let go and let God. That when we get to the other side, we truly look back and we acknowledge how grateful we are because God protected us. He increased our trust in him. He showed us that he's a promise keeper. He's a covenant maker and a promise keeper. He showed us how wonderful it is to know that the angels are directly connected to the Lord and we are directly connected to the angels and the Lord because of Jesus Christ. And we know that God is protecting us. My. He protected you last night when you were asleep. He protected you while you were driving today and last night, when you were riding, however, whether it was the bus, the train, on a plane, however you got from point A to point B, you walked there, you wheelchaired there, however, God still protected you. Why? Because Jesus paid the price for our sins. Why? Because Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Why? Because we're wearing the whole armor of God. Why? Because we've been given the power in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we're heirs. Why? Because we have access to the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives and dwells on the inside of us. Why? Because God's angels are encamped all around us. My. And 9, why? Because God's word cannot return unto him void. What are you saying? Are you saying stuff based off of your opinion, or you're just talking? Or are you saying something based off of the word of God? Because Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that for which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's talking about the word of God. So why is what we're saying not lining up with the word of God? Jeremiah 1:8-9 says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. So because God has put his word in our mouth, verse 11 goes on to say that, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see the rod of the almond tree. Verse 12 says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Just like Isaiah 55:11 said, his word shall not return unto him void. Well, Jeremiah 1:12 says that he will hasten to perform his word. So that's why we need to speak his word, teach on his word, make whatever we're saying according to his word. And so you may not see the analogy I'm about to make, but I'm going to talk to you about it anyway. Jeremiah 1:19 says, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, says the Lord, to deliver thee. They have a movie out right now called Harriet, and it's about the Shiro of our past who rescued lots of slaves, so much so they gave her the nickname Moses. You know how Moses delivered the people? Well, she was a hero. And so there's people going out seeing the Marvel movies, Iron Man, X-Men, Black Panther. Me, I'm guilty of it. I saw them. Black Panther, Men in Black, Fast and Furious, all of these great movies. And yet, I asked a question. I wanted to know how many of us that went out to see those movies have rushed out to see Harriet, which is a movie about a true American hero, about a true American who did things, and they were marvelous things. She didn't even know how to read, but she knew how to pray. You hear that? She didn't know how to read, but she knew how to pray. So if we, being believers, know how to pray, and that someone like Harriet Tubman was used by God when there was white supremacy and slave owners and her own people that were being used, because we talked about this earlier, to keep people into slavery. Like I said, another type of race-on-race crime. And then some places you would see scenes where they had an Indian with dogs and stuff like that helping them hunt the people. So sometimes the very people that were enslaved and not done right will be the very people that the enemy may use to come against you. That's why they may be on your job. They may be at your church. They may be in your home. But remember, the word of God says, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, says the Lord, to deliver you. Do you really believe that God's going to deliver you? Do you really believe that Jesus paid the price for all of our sins? Do you really believe that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us? Do you really believe that you have access to wear the whole armor of God? Do you really believe that you have power in the name of Jesus? Do you really believe that you're an heir because of Jesus? Do you really believe that you have access to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do you really believe that the Holy Spirit lives and dwells on the inside of you? Do you really believe that the angels of God are encamped all around you to minister to you, to protect you. Do you really believe that God's word cannot return unto him void? If you do, then let's do number 10, which is we must give God the thanksgiving for the victory. We must praise God for the victory. We must know that we're victorious because of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And we must know that we are to pray. We're to pray for God to show us how to be those redeemers of our people and of the situations and circumstances. We're to ask God to show us how to pray for the word of truth to become a weapon and tactics against the lies and the various tactics of the enemies, these demonic agents and entrapments and strongholds, no matter who they're being used to, and all of this stuff. But we have to ask God to help us to walk in the gospel of peace that's on our feet. We must ask God to help us to know that the words out of our mouth can be a double-edged sword. We have to ask God to show us how to stay alert, even in this dark world, because just because it's daytime doesn't mean there's not darkness coming against you. We have to ask God to shield us and to protect us and to strengthen us as he exposes the very deeds of darkness so that we can come against those things with the word of God, who knows that we cannot have the word of God that returns to us void. Why? Because the word of God can't return to God void. That's why we, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17-18, must rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. Ephesians 6:18-19, we need to pray. Pray, people, pray, and the utterance may be given to us that we may open our mouths boldly and know the mysteries of the gospel. We have to be persistent in prayer. We have to know that we can witness the very redeeming of the Lord. We have to know that we have the power, according to Matthew 7:7, to ask, to seek, and to knock. We must know that, according to Matthew 6:41, that we must watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Temptation is going to be there. And we have to know that our flesh is willing and our flesh is weak. So we have to watch and pray, have to keep on the whole armor of God, have to know that Jesus is making intercession for us. We have to know that he paid it all. We have to know that we have the power and authority in the name of Jesus. We have to know that we're heirs. We have to know that we have access to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We have to know that the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us. We have to know that God's angels are encamped all around us. We have to know that God's word will not return unto us void. We have to know that we must submit to God and stand strong so that the enemy will flee, and that way we can fight. We can fight the good fight because we're praising God. We're worshiping God. We're giving God all the glory because he is God. I thank God for everything he's given Minister Sheila and I on today to share. And I turn it back over to Minister Sheila. Minister Sheila, it's in your hands.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement, the acknowledgement that we need to have and to share and to carry each day of our life. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. I want to ask if there anyone on the line that might have words or testimony of anything that they want to say due to our program this morning. Your lines is open now. Okay, I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you for each and every one that might be listening to the program, no matter how it is that you are listening to. But I need you to know, as it go in your ears, this praise and teaching and sermon of this morning, I hope it goes through your mind and your heart and your soul, that this is the day the Lord has made for us to be here, because as we say day by day, somebody was here yesterday or this morning that we know, love, that's not here now. But Lord, I thank you for all that I know that are in heaven enjoy having the praise, the life, the love that is so much more to wait for. Because I know in the house of the Lord, there is the glorious of the life for each and every one of us. I want to thank you for listening to us, and I want to ask you to tune in every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for Let's Talk with the Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, to help and to understand and to learn that the Lord has blessed us, and he can also, and I know he has blessed you. And on Monday nights, with Iron Sharpened Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Sheila Kaiser, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Facebook with Magnificent Speakers and to teach us and to learn and to understand a better way of life, no matter what we're going through. And also on Friday nights, also on Facebook and Blog Talk, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser at 9 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all righteousness and all things shall be unto you. I just want to say thank you and thank you and forgive me for as I am speaking now, because I'm trying to sneeze and it's just there, but I just want to say thank you and thank you. And oh God, I thank you, for yet you are the one, you are the love, you are the life, and you are the reason we are all here today on how to say and say it and say it. Thank you, for yet I know we are here through the blessing and the love of God our Father and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. Have a safe, blessed, and wonderful, blessed day. Bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for, but seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bye-bye.